Let me see what you can do.
Hot topics and interviews.
And that's just how we do it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the MM Podcast. I'm your host, Chris the Man. Welcome to another podcast. Welcome to another episode of this podcast. Good to be back. This is actually not the episode you guys are expecting. For those who know and been following me on social media, this is not the episode. And I'm going to explain it. Later on. I'll do like a video or some sit down video with you guys and explain it a little bit further without me being, well, no, let's just say there was an issue. Let me explain it now because we're here, we're on the podcast, and this is me, no Larry, and I'll explain what I'm going to do with that podcast. I was going to do a topic. I might still do it, but I might spend half the episode kind of explaining some stuff. One third of it I'm going to talk about what's going on. As you guys know, I did an interview with Larry and it went well. It was a great podcast, and I've edited the audio only. It's already done, and you know, now I went to edit tonight or yesterday night. I went to edit the video because I was supposed to do it Friday night, but I didn't have the chance. I've been so busy with family stuff, and the audio was garbage. Yeah, audio was garbage, and it was not good. It was not good whatsoever. So yeah, it was pretty bad. It was a webcam quality microphone. Now, if I was able to do that, now you can't hear me, right? Like you for those on the video, you saw dead air for a quick second. If I was to keep on talking, you would still hear me because of the webcam mic. But, you know, because of, it's just because of the webcam mic, it was echoey, it was terrible, it was really, really bad, not the utmost quality that I want to have in a podcast. So, you guys know I have quality over quantity any day of the week. That's what I always go with. I always go with quality over quantity. And I was ranting and raving on Twitter a little bit. Yeah, I admit it. I was kind of ranting and raving over Twitter about it. I was not happy with it whatsoever. I was frustrated. I kind of put my displease on Instagram. I mentioned it on Instagram. I never went to the Facebook fan page. I just did not feel like posting it everywhere else. I just did it on two of the platforms. And I know I sounded ridiculous when I was ranting about OBS and how OBS does has a habit of changing the settings on here, and it's pretty good now. It's all good, but this is makes you realize that you have to check your settings. You have to check every little morsel of settings. You have to check Audacity, whatever recording. I use Audacity for recording the podcast, so I'm not afraid to go up there and say it. I use Audacity, and I use OBS for recording the video side of things, which you see me, those on YouTube can see me physically on the screen here. And it's just, you know, this quality over quantity, that's the way I always think of it. I always think of it quality over quantity any day of the week. You know, I'm a stickler to, I want a good quality of podcast, and I was not up to my normal standard of a podcast, so I apologize, but the audio only is still very good. It's still a good quality on the audio only. So what I'm going to do is I've actually rescheduled it to June the 1st. It'll be on the audio only platforms, crispyontheweb.com, iTunes, Spotify, where else is it? iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Player FM, TuneIn.com, which I don't even talk about TuneIn that much. You know, it's all going to be there. It's going to be on audio only. I'm going to post it still. It's going to be audio only, no visual on it. I don't want to put that podcast to waste whatsoever. I want to still have a good quality. I still want to air it. I still want to air that podcast regardless, and I'm gonna still post it up for you guys. So either way, you guys are gonna get that podcast down the road in a couple weeks time. About three four weeks time. I think it's 3 or 4 weeks. I don't remember exactly what the time frame is at this moment. So 18th, so 1, 2, yeah, 3 weeks, three weeks on Thursday, you will get it. So 3.5 weeks technically from me recording this, but that's all I have to say about that. I apologize profusely on not giving you guys that interview, I promise, but it is going to be out on audio only down the road. I cannot put it up right now because I already have stuff scheduled. I could always rearrange my schedule for the podcast, but it is coming down the road. June the 1st, that's the day actually he's going to be here in the studio, so that's going to be kind of funny in a way. It's going to be like almost a month later since we did it, and it goes up, but you know, it is what it is. You know, these things happen, crap happens, you know, and that's all there's nothing you can do, really. There is nothing you can do about it whatsoever. So, okay, let's get into the topic. I went on enough of a rant on that. I just wanted to explain that. Now, talking about Larry and talking about the Video Projects team and talking about Justin and all the great team members I've had over the years, why did I leave the Video Projects team? Yeah, so the Video Projects team was my original team way, way, way back in the day. So, yeah, it was from 2005 until 2014. I quit the Video Projects team. So it was, I was fed up. I was just fed up with a lot of the drama and, you know, having team members quit on me. And, you know, like, you'll hear it in Larry's voice on the podcast when it goes out later on, in a couple of weeks' time. You'll hear it. And he said, because of that cameraman that quit on us. And I know who exactly he's referring to. We just did not mention names. And we just did not, like, we don't like the name drop on here. Unless, you know, I'm on good terms with them, like Larry and Justin and, you know, Sophie and Jim and all those great members. So there's a lot of reasons behind it. There's a lot of reasons why I ended up quitting the Video Projects team. It was, you know, the hate was one of them. I had a lot of hate on that channel. I don't even think I knew exactly what the heck I was doing with the YouTube originally. Like, when I did YouTube originally, I had no freaking clue how to do YouTube properly. I had no idea how to do YouTube, how to edit. I didn't know how to edit videos. So that was one thing. That was one thing another. I didn't know how to edit videos. Another thing was just a lot of dislikes that I didn't, back then I cared a lot about the likes and dislikes. Now I don't really care. I just, you know, I just shrug it off. I don't even worry about it. You know, if I get a dislike, so what? But I know I kind of, volume speak louder than the volume of me removing all the shorts on YouTube. Yeah, that was one of the reasons, was because I was, there was a lot of dislikes and some stupid comments from people that I didn't like. So, you know, that's one thing. But the other was just the comments were stupid, and, you know, people accusing me of this and that. And it's just, you know, I had enough of crap. And, you know, a lot of them were from the AXT days, AXT.com chat days, back then, you know, and I was just tired of it. And one thing I wish YouTube would do, once you block someone, you know, their subscriber count is removed. And that's the one thing I wish, with YouTube, even today, as a YouTuber again for the second time now, because I know I quit YouTube in 2016. I kind of tried to come back in 2017, 2018, 2019, and 2020. And it, like, several times I tried to come back, and even with Every Mobile TV, I tried to come back with that as well. You know, it just, I got tired of the hatefulness on YouTube, you know, and I had a lot of trolls, and I think I attracted a lot of trolls on there. And A lot of my videos are well hated on there. Compared to this channel, I don't even think, if I remember correctly, I don't even think I have, probably don't have very many dislikes on there, which is good. But I mean, again, I don't care. I don't care if I have dislikes on here, you know. Haters will hate and just, you know, move on. And honestly, only time I had a dislike was the Benaventurist during the last 2 years. That's the only one that actually had one dislike. That's it. Ever since, pretty good. I've had pretty good views on there, which is good, and I'm happy about that. And it's done well. You guys have enjoyed it, and I've had like 5 comments and a bunch of 4 to 8 different likes here and there. You know, you guys have been very supportive of this podcast, and you know, maybe me starting back on YouTube differently now is a good thing, because I kind of changed things up. I'm doing podcasts now, and I'm doing things a lot differently. One thing I probably could do better is change the microphone position in here, because you can't really see my face. It's kind of covered behind the upright microphone, so I might have to put it above and have it like this, and then it'll be a lot easier. But then my quality is not as good if I did that. So I could actually put it above like the way it is, but it would just be above. But anyway, that's beside the point. So you know, and going back to the blocking thing, you know, it'd be like social media. Once you block somebody on social media, that follower is gone too, right? And I know that from experience. I've blocked so many people over the years on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook is actually counting up, and the number of people I had to block because of trolls and not great things. You know, I just, yeah, I'll just leave it at that. But you know, I'm going into haters again. But you know, even I really ever agreeing to go into those chat rooms a lot of them actually subscribe to me from those chat rooms. That's where most of my subs came from the Video Product Team channel, the Director Sarah 15 on YouTube. Sorry, shameless plug, I shouldn't even be plugging that channel whatsoever, because it's dead, it's no longer existent. I don't even know what the heck, I don't even know what the channel is looking like right now with the subscriber count. I'm just curious. I'm gonna peek. Unless YouTube took me. No, YouTube didn't take me down yet. I've been reporting myself. Whoop. Copyright. Sorry. 42. 395 videos on there. That's crazy. So, yeah, it's pretty insane. I should have just done it off my phone. Would have been a lot easier. But, you know, there's a lot of underlying problems I had on that channel, you know, and, you know, having people blocking me for no reason on YouTube as well. I've had people block me for no reason. No reason whatsoever. I don't know why. I didn't do anything to them. I supported the channel and they block me, and then they come back and start hating and disliking all my videos and all that. It's like, yeah, whatever. Let's move on. Also, the content was, I can say this now that the team that exists, and not being negative or anything, I'm being honest with you guys, is, you know, I'm referring to the Entertainment Talk Show, and that was a series that was near and dear to my heart for many years, a long time, since 2008 till 2015, so almost a 10-year mark, almost 10 years on the air with that series. But you know, it was just, you know, the inspiration behind, you know, it was just, I don't know, the ideas of the series, and it just was behind the inspiration, like the Entertainment Talk Show, which is the inspiration of this podcast. That's how Entertainment Podcast got its name, was from the Entertainment Talk Show, which I think I'm doing a podcast about that eventually. But I felt like after 3 seasons, things were just going stale, you know? Things were going stale. Things were just falling apart, you know? And I had three of my staff quit on me. Three of my staff quit. I think I ended up letting go one of them. And then, so I had a completely different team in 2010, which consists of a new cameraman, and then Justin, who was actually doing set stuff here in the studio, which actually, if you can see a part of the back there, I'm gonna go on dual cam. If you can see on for those on the YouTube side, you can see it right in the middle somewhere there, behind, right in front of the stool, not far off from the stool, is where the curtain was and where the set was. And Justin did a lot of set stuff, you know, and we had a completely new your team, you know. And you know, I was actually considering ending him in talk show after 3 seasons. I was really toying with the idea of the entertainment talk show just done, finished. But you know, my new cameraman kind of talked me out of it. Justin kind of talked me out of it. You know, ending it after such a short time. Even Larry talked me, was, you know, kind of questioning. Not Larry. Yeah, Larry was kind of like Larry and I were kind of hemming and hawing to each other. Like, what do we do now? Do we continue this podcast? Do we continue to not podcast this series and just come out with some new ideas, or do we just quit? You know, there was a lot of different things that we were thinking about. But you know, yeah, I was thinking about quitting. I was thinking about season 3. That was it. You know, I was planning to not return the series or do one final season. I was just gonna say, that's it. I'm done. 3 seasons. That's enough. I'm gonna do something else. Even during my time in college, with the negative feedback on the channel, you know, and the email, you know, I wasn't sure. Even with the continue with the new cameraman, I was really considering ending the series after 3 or 4 seasons. And even coming back into the series, like, you know, into season 4, the views weren't there. Like, people like, oh, this is back again. Like, this series is back, and why is he bringing it back after a bit of a hiatus? Well, I told everybody I was going on a hiatus for a few years. But you know, like, you know, I don't even know why I continue to allow hate comments. I should start blocking them out, and I've started doing that on this channel alone and social media. I've started blocking people on social media. I've like, okay, any negative, really hate comments, I'm just going to delete them. If they continue, block them out altogether, and that's the end of it. You know, I'm not going to put up with that kind of crap from people. But anyways, you know, I'm glad it went 3 more seasons though, because Larry and I would never gotten to go to Yorktown Railway, which was the end game for the series, because in 2015 that was our last episode. It was a 2-part finale at the railroad, and I'm very thankful that I actually got the opportunity to go there and actually do some recording and finish it. We could have done this is the final episode of the series. Thank you for watching. Thank you for supporting me over the years. You know, I could have done that kind of ending as well. I could have, you know, said, Larry, roll it again. I'm going to do a alternate ending scene there. So I'm going to, like, I could have done that too, and we should have. But again, I was very immature. I was not very savvy when it came to the video product team. You know, I just did not know what I was doing. I wasn't very experienced back then. Now I'm very experienced. I'm a veteran at, you know, broadcasting, podcast, video production, all of that crazy stuff that I've done over the years. Now, I'm a professional now, and I've learned so much about myself, and I've learned so much about my team. And that, the big shout out to, you know, Sophie and Larry, especially, because they have, you know, gone above and beyond for me, especially with the collab or any content, you know, or any issues. And I've always gone to them about, you know, talking to them about this. And I'm going to have to mention, Larry, what happened to the interview podcast that was supposed to go up this weekend, because that did not happen, but it's still going up. But anyways, I'm going to have to talk to him about that in a week. But you know, Larry and I friendship wouldn't be as strong as it is today if we didn't work with each other on content. You know, the two of us have been doing this for the collab, especially 5 years now, almost 5 years. It'll be 5 years in June. June 3rd will be our 5th anniversary. So, you know, I'm glad, you know, I'm grateful that I met Larry and Justin over the years, back in college. You know, him and I have taught each other, the three of us have taught each other a lot, and we were calling each other the three stooges of the video product team back then. Even with Crispy on the Web, we called each other the three stooges, because we were a bunch of goofballs back then. We had so much fun. We've taught each other a lot. We've laughed, you know, we've fought each other, we've yelled and screamed at each other, I'm sure. We wanted to kill each other at some point, I'm sure. But you know, but we are like, In the end, I am so thankful for Larry and Justin because they stepped up. They went above and beyond for the video projects team and Crispy on the Web down the road too. I'm just so grateful for, you know, Justin's knowledge on, you know, a smaller set scale on our episodes as well. Well, not episodes, but season. We always had one set per season. Second part I want to dive deep into is there was a lot going on behind the scenes. And I'm not going to go into a lot of details. I probably already mentioned it at the beginning when I was talking about the other podcast that was supposed to be out today, but the other one is the cameraman that suddenly quit. And yeah, and without telling myself, Larry, or Justin whatsoever, you know, this is still going back Video Project Team era, obviously. They took off and nothing. Just they said they just didn't say anything to us. They didn't say, I quit, I'm leaving, I'm no longer part of the team. They took off of their tag, and it was just like a, you know, a big screw you, like, to you. Like, it was like a big screw you. Like, I was, you know, I was not happy about it, you know. I was just really, I was really not happy about it, you know. I was not pleased on not getting any communication there. And don't forget, in a team, communication is key. Always, communication is key in a team setting. You gotta remember that. And it, I think, I don't know if I ever, did I ever do a podcast about that? That might be a good, that might be an episode I need to do down the road, perhaps. Maybe I need to do that down the road. Yeah, that might be, that might be a good idea. I'm gonna have to do that. Communication is key. I have to check the archives, because I don't remember if I ever did an episode about communication is key. I might have not. I don't know. I'll have to check. But, you know, there was no communication. There was no communication. Even now, I'm still better. I'm still better about that. And I think Larry is too. Like, I think when you listen to that podcast later, yeah, I'm kind of quoting a future podcast. When you hear it, you'll probably tell by his voice that he's still a little better and mad about what happened. And, you know, I don't blame him, really. You know, I think we all still are wondering, what happened? Like, why did you quit? Like, but we're never going to find out. And it is what it is. They moved on. We've moved on. You know, Crispy on the Web is the thing of the future. Done so well. I've done so well with all of this. And, you know, I'm proud of my team either way. That we had no clue. So it was like, that was the whole general feeling. Like, you know, and that was, and the day that I decided to quit, to end it, was actually November 12th, 2014. And I was actually not here in the studio. I was actually in Toronto with Larry at that time. So Larry and I were in Toronto together at that time. And what were we doing in Toronto? We were at the Royal Winter Fair doing one of my local events. And I was vlogging too. I was vlogging a little bit. I was doing blog stuff. You know, I was doing a whole slew of different stuff at the event, at the Royal. It was a lot of fun, and we had a heck of a good time doing that event together. And you know, it was that was the decision that night. I was kind of quiet on the way home, on our way home. I was like very quiet. I don't even think I said too much to the odd few words, I'm sure. A few conversations about the event, you know, and just other stuff in general. I don't remember that because that's about 9 years ago since that happened. But I knew on the way home, I was like, this is it. This is the it. No, wait. Actually, no, what? It was actually at the gate. I said to Larry, I said, this is our last day as the video project team. I'm pretty sure I said that to him. It was either that or we talked the next day anyways. We messaged each other because we dropped him off at home. And I think it was the next day I said, Larry, video project team is done. We're done. I'm starting up Crispy on the Web. And I think the quit was the icing on the cake. I think it was the icing cake. And there was a lot of drama too over the years too, from 2005 until 2010, there was a ton of drama. You know, I was, but, you know, I have had some issues with my ex-staff in the past. But a lot of us, I still talk to a bunch of them. I still talk to Eric. I talk to Missy. I talk to Justin. I talk to Larry. I talk to Gordy still. So that's about five of them I still talk to. But, you know, I'm still in communication with them. And, you know, they still care about me. you know, love me for what I do. But, you know, in general, I was just done. I was just done. The drama, you know, there was a lot of drama. And, you know, there was a lot of, you know, argument that happened. Trying to control, you know, an event I was supposed to be running, you know, and it got out of control. There was a lot of communication malfunctions, a lot of communication issues we had on the team as well. You know, we had a lot of that problem as well. There was just a lot of problems in general. And then quitters, and then, you know, cameraman walking out without telling us. You know, it was just enough for me to just say, that's it. That's why, like, this is it for the video project team. I'm done. I'm finished. And I'm just going to Crispy on the Web. And, you know, the positive outlook of all of that, Crispy on the Web is very successful, going into its 9th year as of November 14th. So, which is amazing. And kind of a bit of a history how video project team kind of ended its run after almost 9 years. And it's getting to that point, like, where it is, like, that moment where, you know, I quit the video projects team. It was just, I was shy off not even a month when the video projects team ended. When the video projects team ended, I was less than a month away from the 9th anniversary. So I was so close to the end, you know, so close to the 9th, not the end, but the 9th anniversary. So, but, you know, again, I'm successful where I'm at now. I admit that I'm a success where I am now. I'm happy, you know, I'm happy. I'm still talking to a lot of my former staff members, my former team. You know, I give them a big shout out on the podcast. You know, Eric, Missy, Gordy, Larry, Justin, you know, all those great people. Jim's another one, because Jim was with me with the video project team back then. Did a lot of website stuff and helped me build keep the website up to date. You know, I can't thank them enough. Those who, you know, I talk to still, everybody that's contributed to the video project team over the years, you know, the positive outlook of it is, you know, thank you guys, you know, to each and every one of you, every step, even the ones I don't even talk to, you know, now that we're not on speaking terms, thank you anyways. You know, I still thank you for your contributions to the team. You know, I can't be mad. And honestly, I'm not mad anymore. You know, it just, yeah, I'm still bitter about a few little things here and there. And, you know, I've tried mending fences with people, but sometimes it just, you know, you gotta move on. Sometimes, you know, friends come and friends go, you know, friends come and friends go, you know, and, you know, only the people who are your real, like, who stick around and stay loyal to you is your true friend. And I know that from a fact, because I'm friends with a lot of these guys, and, you know, it still shows, you know, they still care about me, and they still want to be my friend in the end. But anyways, that is the episode. That's a long episode. It's almost 32 minutes. This is the longest, actually. This is probably the longest regular topic episode I've ever done in history of this whole podcast. I think it is. But last thing I want to say is, you know, I felt like it was in the same loop. That it was just the same loop over and over again. You know, staff quit, you know, and, you know, same content. It was just getting dried up and, you know. But, you know, change is good. You know, I've been doing the same project over and over again. It was time to change things up and, you know, I have a lot of different stories I want to tell about that team, I'm sure. This is not the end of talking about, you know, theories and all that. I'm sure there's still a few little things in my book that I have to cover down the road, but I have a lot of different other topics I want to do first, but I'll get to it. That is the episode for today. I should go so I can start editing this thing, because it's past 11 o'clock. I gotta spend the next couple hours editing and then get this out to you guys so I can have it out by the morning so you guys have a podcast on time. So anyways, thank you so much for watching. If you're new to the podcast, please subscribe. Whether you're on YouTube or on any of the audio-only platforms, you can follow Crispy on the Web on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Crispy on the Web. And please leave a positive comment below. I said some things that actually happened in the past, but the past is the past. I'm giving you guys my message that I still, you know, I appreciate you, appreciate them, you know, appreciate their help. Leave a positive comment below. You know, I always want the positivity on this channel, regardless of what I say on here. And just leave some love in the comments below. Any questions, any topic ideas you guys have, leave in the comment below, because I want to know what kind of different things you want me to talk about. And if you have any questions about, you know, the team stuff, whether it's BO Party Team or Crispy on the Web, or I can direct you to one of the episodes on audio only, you know, there I can help you out either way. You can either leave them on YouTube, or you can email me entertainmentmanpod@gmail.com. I always love the emails. Thank you guys, those who, you know, email me, get in touch. I appreciate it, and I will see you guys next week for another episode of Entertainment Podcast. Bye for now.
Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio show produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.